Honest landlubbers, observe what has become of me. I, Sir Diggory Piper, Cornwall's finest male pirate, in chains and destined, no doubt, for a horrible demise in London at the hands of our beloved Queen Bess. Observe my miserable fate. My swash hangs limp, and my buckle is quite undone. I do still have my lute and my wits, but will they save me from the scaffold? You'll just have to wait and see. But whilst I stand captive of Sir John Killigrew, his wife, Lady Mary, and her cutlass crew wreak pirate mayhem behind his back. He doesn't suspect a thing. Justice will catch up with those sea witches soon enough, of course. For in their excitement, they've forgotten those poor Spaniards left locked up in the cells at Arwenack House. But for now, I envy them as they plunder and pillage, raking in gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, booty, booty, booty. Ah, yes, this was the year that they made sisterly history.
Recall that merry old tale from 1583, when Lady Mary's cutlass crew finally set sail and reached their apogee.
Forsook their men these docile wives and headed out to sea.
As buccaneers they led new life, now we're so
all its treasure.
Squirreled away the riches they grabbed.
But it was not their only pleasure. They relished so their new lifestyle, trading gowns and ruffs for breeches.
Just like sea dogs.
But much more vile
were these fearless wild sea riches. They sailed.
Nail our flag, it's as black as the grave.
It's a sign of our pride as we cut through each wave.
Clear the decks for action, muskets prepared.
Sharpen the boarding axe with scimitars bared.
Our ballast's ready, the stink pots too.
For the battle's awaiting our cutlass crew.
We strike for the memory of long banished years.
We strike like the lightning from above, my dears.
Yes, it's down, down, down. Sink them all down. We're the fiercest female pirates around. In the heat of battle, you'll hear us roar. God help those who mess with us, women of war.
Dashed is the plunder from our latest prey.
It is ours to divide, it is yours to obey.
Our brave cutlass crew are wild as they come.
Merchants quiver at the beat of our drum.
Some fight for riches and some fight for fame.
The first is a bonus, the last but a name.
We fight for fun, we fight for the crack.
If you don't like it, then you can walk the plank.
Yes, it's down, down, down. Sink them all down. We're the fiercest female pirates around. In the heat of battle, you'll hear us roar. God help those who mess with us, women of war.
Thank you.
They stayed resolute, but things got stressful not far from Aberdeen. As the crew gave pursuit to a fancy Dutch vessel through the thickest Scottish fog you've ever seen.
Harry, can you see the Dutch? I want their booty very much.
In this infernal fog, I can barely see you, m'lady. Not much we can do, m'lady.
Dipped beneath the Scots winds and sea, and we grow cold and we grow thick. Whales spreading with our muckle flagging,
Scotch wind scar blade,
and bullet sails that wound your brain.
Hush, you two. Keep watch.
Give ye the chitter.
Are your guns and stink pots ready? That Dutch ship must be close.
Whales fragging, we are muckle fragging, and bullet stains that wound your brains.
Those English harridans won't find us in this mist.
I thought the English were our friends.
Did you hide the guilders underneath the cheese, Hank?
Yeah, underneath the really moldy ones, Captain.
There they are.
Swords ready, compass crew.
You, Head Brain, and Koi start dead.
Hark, Head Brain, it's our medicine.
No, it's raining stink bombs. Attack!
Spare us, please.
Have mercy on your knees.
You are allies with the Dutch.
Allies means nothing to us.
We have no treasure within.
No loot, don't believe you.
Just clogs, cheese, and gin.
That's all, I don't believe you.
I am a cousin of your queen.
Is that so? I don't believe you. Go search the hold crew. Prepare the gangplank. One fate awaits you.
Hit or miss, the Sassanapassis will pay for this. Easy, easy, hit or miss, the Sassanapassis will pay for this. Easy, easy, hit or miss, the Sassanapassis
will pay for this. From that encounter near Aberdeen, Lady Mary got her treasure. But the Dutch captain was indeed a cousin of our queen, and this angered Her Majesty.
displeasure.
She sent her royal navy off to seize them and tear them all to shreds.
Lady Mary's crew were sought for treason.
With a bounty on their heads.
So the crew slunk back to Cornwall.
More the ships got back to normal.
Saved out of their